Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is spoon. S-P-O-O-N.
Really?
You bet your life. More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
I thought he was all washed up. Oh, that's me. Well, here I am again with $4,500 for one of our couples.
We invited some school teachers to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mrs. Marion Helber. Her partner is a schoolboy, Mr. Melvin Leon Hunt. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you use every day. Miss Marion Helber.
That's right, Mrs.
Mrs. Marion Helber and Mr. Leon Hunt.
That's right.
Mrs. Helber, where are you from?
I was born in Waterloo, Iowa.
Where?
In Waterloo, Iowa.
Oh, I used to play in Waterloo.
Did you?
They have a bridge there connecting the two
different parts of the town.
Yeah.
And they quarrel about the east and west side of the river?
I just quarreled about the bridge. I didn't quarrel about it. When they froze to death once.
That's right. Very cold place.
I don't blame you for leaving Waterloo. It's a lovely town, and the DeSoto Plymouth dealer in that town is really a fine fellow. I know him very well.
They're all fine.
He lives on the bridge. Now, Mrs. Helber, your mother's Helber. Are you mother's little Helber?
Oh, no, it's Helber, B.
Oh, I see. I don't see very well. You'll have to forgive me. Eh? Now, I realize it's gauche to ask a woman her age, so I'll be subtle about it. How old are you?
Well, I'll just be just as subtle. I'm 61.
Well, you don't look it.
Thank you.
I thought you were about 48.
Thank you.
Melvin Leon Hunt, huh? How old are you? I guess you'd be around 45, wouldn't you?
11.
11? Well, you don't look a day over 30. Are you 11, sure you're 11?
11 and three quarters.
That's better. When I ask a question around here, I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Except during election year. Now, you're a school teacher, huh, Mrs. Helber?
I am.
Uh-huh. What grade are you in?
Fourth.
Really? Why, Melvin's only 11 and three quarters, and look where he is. Melvin, where are you?
B7.
B7?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a vitamin. How long have you been teaching school?
I'm on my 41st year.
Really?
That's right.
You certainly must be sick of apples by this time. What about you, Melvin? Have you got a girlfriend?
Well.
Now, quit beating around the bush, Melvin. What's her name?
Cheryl.
That's a pretty name. How does she spell it?
Don't ask me.
Well, who do you want me to ask? Mrs. Helber?
Yeah.
Could you describe this girl since you don't know how to spell her name? What does she look like?
Well, she's kind of tall and skinny, and she's got a... she's blonde.
How much taller than you is she? A foot?
No.
Do you contemplate matrimony with this charmer?
What do you mean?
Do you ultimately plan on being betrothed?
No.
Now, what did I say that time?
A dictionary round?
Do you have any hobbies, Melvin?
Well, I have stamp collecting and I like archaeology.
What is that? What's archaeology?
Well, studying ancient ruins.
You're not being personal now, are you?
Well, if insinuating is what you mean, no.
Mrs. Helber, what does insinuating mean? Well, I've enjoyed this little chat, and Melvin, you're a fine boy, and we expect great things of you someday, but not in school. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play Your Bet Your Life for a chance at the $4,500 question. Right now, I'd like everyone to listen to this.
America's most spectacular new car. That's what everybody is saying about the new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Tomorrow, get acquainted with all of DeSoto's great features. That mighty 160-horsepower Fire Dome V8 engine and full power steering. With power steering, you can actually turn the wheels with one finger, even when the car is at a standstill. Why, parking is as easy as dialing a phone. But DeSoto brings you not just power steering, but full power steering. That means easier, safer driving for you on all kinds of roads, under all conditions, all the time. Not just some of the time. And listen to this. DeSoto's full power steering requires not the usual 5 1/2, but only 3 1/2 revolutions of the steering wheel to turn the wheels from one extreme to the other. Think of how much faster and easier it is to turn corners and to park. Remember all these DeSoto advantages before you buy any car that claims to offer you power steering. Only the DeSoto type of power steering is full power steering. So stop in at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow and get behind the wheel of the spectacular new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Also see and drive the DeSoto Powermaster 6, available in custom and deluxe models. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars. So no matter what price range you may have in mind, you'll find the car you want at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. George, explain the rules, huh?
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions.
We call him Fire Dome. Fire Dome Phenom.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $4,500 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected mountains and lakes of the world. Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you risk?
19.
Where is Fujiyama?
Japan.
Japan is right.
You're on your way. You have $39.
Now remember, you're going for $4,500 tonight. How much of the $39 are you going to try?
38.
All right. In what country is Lake Louise?
Canada.
Canada is right.
You now have $77.
76.
All right. Where is Mount Popocatepetl? Popocatepetl.
Mexico.
Mexico is right.
Now you've climbed to $153.
And they say school teachers are underpaid. All right, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the swag are you going to go for?
150.
Oh, 152.
Come on.
152.
52.
Where is Mauna Loa?
It's in Hawaiian Island.
Hawaiian Island is right.
And you wind up with $305.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Groucho, we have a housewife and a bus driver for you now. They volunteered just before we went on the air. Mr. Irving Maddox and Mrs. May St. Ange, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you use every day. Mrs. May St. Ange and Mr. Maddox. Right?
Right.
Mr. Maddox, where are you from?
Lexington, Missouri.
Isn't that where the Minutemen fought the British?
No.
You're pretty safe in saying that, eh?
Yes.
And Mrs. St. Ange, it sounds like a frozen drink.
Oh, no.
I'll just call you May. That's your first name, isn't it?
They call me Grandma May because I have 15 grandchildren. And all the children in the neighborhood call me Grandma May. So you can call me Grandma May.
Okay. Where are you from, Grandma?
Superior, Wisconsin. And we have the largest ore docks in the world there. And we
you
also
have the largest what?
Ore docks. They ship ore to and take it down the lakes.
Oh, ore docks. Oh.
Ore docks. And then we have a new pipeline
I
there,
thought you
too.
Were talking about cattle.
No.
Well, how is your docks, Grandma?
Oh, they're just fine. We have shipped more tonnage there than any other port in the world.
Well, I'm delighted.
We have a new pipeline there, too.
You have,
but that makes the city smell. We don't
care. Yeah, yes, it
does. It's bringing in the money, but we really don't like that smell.
It smells too rich, huh?
When the money comes, you can't help it. It smells rich.
This is a walking phonograph needle. How long? I'm afraid to ask her another question.
I'll talk to
you. May take about 20 minutes, the next question. How long have you been living in California, May?
Oh, we're only tourists.
Only tourists?
We're just touring.
We're all tourists in California.
It's so cold at home that we come out here to get the warm weather.
Well, doesn't the Ardocks keep you warm in the winter?
Oh, no. They even close up in the winter. It freezes up there. It gets as cold as 40 below, and it costs so much to heat that we can almost live out here for what it just keeps to keep us warm up there. So I don't know. The men in our house and other people freeze it.
That's a good idea.
And I love it out here.
And what, Mrs. St. Ange, that's a curious name. Where did you get it?
My husband. He's nice, too.
Is your husband a saint?
Oh, no. He likes to take a drink and chew snuff. He's got beautiful white hair, though. Oh, a lot of white hair.
He chews snuff, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet snuff chewer?
Well, I was running the... he's not a snuff chewer. Just once in a while.
You know.
I was running an old lady's home, and he came there to paint.
Just a moment.
The walls and ceilings, you know.
You were running an old lady's home?
Uh-huh, and he came there to paint.
And he came there to paint?
Mm-hmm.
There were men in this place, too?
Yes, I had 6 men. Because you have to have a man around the house to keep the old ladies contented, you know. They cooked for them, and they spoiled them. To have a man around the house to be happy.
How old were these men?
Around over 80. But some of them were pretty peppy.
Did you have a good ball club there?
No, I'm not even a ball club. I used to play cards.
Why did you have these men there for? I don't understand.
Well, they used to run errands for the ladies.
They used to run errands?
Oh, yeah. Sure, some of them could run.
This is the only place where they ever walked errands. Well, it's been very interesting talking to you two, especially you, Mr. Maddox.
What chance does a man have? They're just nice to have around the house.
And yes, they are.
They are. They're nice to have around the house.
May, if you really want to see the country, get yourself a new DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
My sister-in-law up in British Columbia has a new disorder, and it's a wonderful.
Now, you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $4,500 question.
The school teacher and the schoolboy won $305, and the secret word is spoon.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected locations of United States cities beginning with forts and saints as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? You have $20.
Bet 19.
$19.
Or 1980. Let's bet it. 1980.
All right, and what state is the city of St. Paul?
Oh, Minnesota.
Minnesota is right.
That's a capital.
Well, you're on your way. You have $39.80.
Remember, you're going for $4,500 tonight.
Good scout.
How much of the $39? How much of the $39.80 are you going to bet this time?
$39.
All right, and what state is the city of Fort Wayne?
Indiana.
You now have $78.80. How much of this are you going to bet?
78.
In what state is the city of St. Joseph? This city was
Missouri.
Missouri is right.
You now have $156.80.
How much are you going to bet?
156. Okay.
156. In what state is the city of Fort Worth?
Oh, Texas.
Texas is right. Real good. A real shot.
You wind up with $312.80.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We have an engaged couple for you now, Groucho. They're very special guests. I think after you've talked to them for a while, you'll find out why I invited them to be on the show tonight. So let's meet them. Miss Rose Aranda and Sergeant Joseph Rodriguez, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer. Say the secret word and you'll win $100. It's a common word, something you use every day. Pretty cute couple, huh? Let's see, you're engaged and you're very special, eh? Well, I don't know about Joe, but Rose, obviously, you're not the last Rose of summer. You look real special. Sergeant Joseph Rodriguez, huh?
That's right.
Where are you from, Joe?
San Bernardino.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
23, huh? You're kind of my looking to be a tough Army sergeant. Where are you stationed?
In the ORC headquarters in San Bernardino.
What is that? Is that, Oxor? What is ORC stand?
No, that's the Organized Reserve Corps school there in San Bernardino.
Oh, you're in the reserve, eh?
No, I'm on the administrative staff. I do a little stencil cutting, typing, topographical map work. So,
pretty cushy job you got there, Joe. Where are you working, Rose? Anywhere?
I'm a keypunch operator at Norton Air Force Base.
How did you meet the sergeant here?
Well, he belonged to the YMCA, and his wife, Y, extended an invitation to our club.
Well, why did his Y extend an invitation?
Well, they were going on a snow party.
Well, what's a snow party? Is that where nobody shows up? You know, the guy says, snow party, nobody shows up.
No, it's, you go tobogganing, and you have lots of fun in the snow.
Oh. Well, what kind of club did you belong to?
Oh, it was a social club. It had no name or purpose.
No purpose, eh? I bet by now every girl in that club is married to some member of the YMCA. Rose, how did you feel about Joe after the first date?
I was a little nervous. On the way back, we stopped at a coffee shop, and we ordered some coffee, and I poured about 10 spoons of sugar in my cup of coffee.
You said spoon, that's the sacred word. So you and your boyfriend over here each win $50.
Thank you.
Now what did you say? You poured 10 spoons full of sugar in your
cup of coffee, yes.
Why did you have a lump in your throat? Or
No, I was so nervous I just kept pouring it on.
Joe, was that true? She was pouring it on?
Pouring the sugar in a cup of coffee.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Joe, after you're married, who's going to be the boss?
Well, I believe in every family there should be a first sergeant to run the company.
You may be the first sergeant, but the company commander is going to be a Rose. And in a pretty nice vase, too. Now, Joe, Fenneman says you two are special guests. Why is that? Is it because you're an Army sergeant?
No, I don't believe so.
There's nothing special about an Army sergeant unless you happen to be a private. George Fenneman, come in here. You told me there was something special about this couple. What is it? Obviously, they're not going to tell me.
Well, Groucho, Sergeant Rodriguez has been awarded the nation's highest military decoration, the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Well, I don't have to tell you, Sergeant, how honored we are to have you here with us tonight.
And Groucho, the Army Major that...
But I will tell you, we are honored to have you here.
Thank you.
You keep out of this, Fenneman.
The Army Major, Groucho, that first told me about Joe gave me this citation, which explains exactly what he did.
Would you like to hear this? Sergeant Joseph C. Rodriguez, then Private First Class, was participating in an attack against a fanatical hostile force occupying well-fortified positions on rugged commanding terrain near Munyeri, Korea, on the 21st of May, 1951, when his squad's advance was halted by a withering barrage of automatic weapons from five emplacements, together with grenades, which the enemy rolled down the hill toward the advancing troops. Fully aware of the odds against him, Sergeant Rodriguez leaped to his feet, dashed 60 yards up the fire-swept slope, and after lobbing grenades into the first foxhole, ran around the left flank, silenced an automatic weapon with two grenades, and continued his whirlwind assault to the top of the peak, wiping out two more foxholes, and then, reaching the right flank, he tossed grenades into the remaining emplacement, destroying the gun and annihilating its crew. As a result of his incredible display of valor, the defense of the opposition was broken, the enemy routed, and the strategic stronghold secure. Well, give me that again. Now give him a big kick. If you don't win any money here tonight, it won't be my fault, Sergeant. Well, Joe, that's the most amazing thing I ever heard of. You're just the new Sergeant York, aren't you? There's just one thing I'd like to know. When you were running through all that lead, what were you thinking about?
Well, I wasn't thinking. I was just mad, I guess.
You wiped out a whole army just because you got mad? Joe, if I said anything tonight here that you... If I said anything that you resent, I was just being facetious to you. What are your plans for the future, Joe?
Well, I hope to make a career in the Army.
Well, I'm sure glad you're on our side. And Rose, take good care of this fella, and my advice is don't ever make him mad. He's liable to wipe out Los Angeles. Well, you're a fine couple, and I'm sure you're going to have many happy and handsome and bright and brave children. All right, now let's play You Bet Your Life. Joe, that's one game you have already played. And we're certainly happy that you won. This will probably seem pretty tame after that, but here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You have to run your $20 no more than our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $4,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The housewife and the bus driver lead with $312.80.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected all-time favorites as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? Decide on one answer between you. Talk up.
1980.
All right. Here's your first question for 1980. Give me the title of this song. Play, Jerry.
And you're off to a good start. You have $39.80.
You gave me a heart failure. I thought you were going to blow that. Don't ever do that again, will you? Answer it quicker, will you? I can't stand the suspense. Remember, you're going for $4,000. I'm trying not to be partial here, but remember, you're going for $4,500 tonight. Now, let's see if you can identify this one.
How much
you going to bet? You have $39.80. You see, if I say instead of Fenneman, we can cut his salary.
$39.50.
All right, here we go. Play it, Jerry. Start. That's right. Answer him right away, huh?
Really climbing, you have $79.30.
Here's your third question. How much of the $79.30 you're going to try?
$79.20.
Black Magic is right.
You have now climbed to $158.50.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $158.50 are you going to play?
Last chance.
Shoot the words.
Are you more scared now than you are going over
you
the top?
You bet.
Well... Here we go. Play it, Jerry.
Three for two
is up.
And here's the news. You wind up with $317, and that means that you, too, get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $4,500.
We try to be impartial on the show, but I must say that I was a little prejudiced.
Ever hear somebody say, well, all my car needs is a lubrication job. I suppose I can have that done almost anywhere. Well, it's true. You can get a lubrication job almost anywhere. But to get it done right, take it to a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Here's where you get thorough lubrication to factory specifications. Yet it costs you no more than ordinary lubrication. Imagine, during the life of your car, about 19 grades and kinds of lubricants are used in approximately 54 vital points. Isn't it wise, then, to have experts who know your car do a complete lubrication job, eliminating all guesswork, and thus giving your car added miles of protection? Tomorrow, stop in and tell your DeSoto Plymouth dealer you want a complete lubrication job. See him for any type of service your car may need. His price is reasonable, his service is prompt, and you'll get courteous treatment, too. Just look for the familiar sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the sergeant and his fiancée, Groucho, the winning couple, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $4,500 question.
All right, well, I can't help you with this, Joe. You're on your own now. You're out in the middle of no man's land. Here we go for $4,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. And I give you this admonition. If you don't know the answer, take a stab at it and guess something anyhow. During World War II, Hitler and Mussolini had numerous meetings in a historic pass through the Alps. For $4,500, what is the name of this mountain pass that connects Italy and Austria? Now talk it over. What's the answer you kids have decided upon?
All I can come out with is Birch's Garden, but that's a place where they were at.
I'm sorry. The correct answer is Brenner Pass.
Oh, no.
So that means the big question next week will be worth $5,000. Well, you lost the big money, but they did pretty well in the quiz. How much did they win, Joe?
Sure, they did $317 in the quiz.
And the secret word?
Yeah, I had the secret word, too.
That gives them a total of $417. Well, it's not. That's a good night's work. Congratulations. And thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $5,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the DeSoto Fire Dome, mate. Tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Road signs are signs of life. Be sure you heed them. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.